Welcome to the Happiness Happens podcast. I'm Simona Costantini, blogger, storyteller, and life enthusiast. Each week, I will bring you an idea, guest, or positive thought to help inspire you to create happiness and live on purpose. We decide the stories we tell ourselves and where we choose to invest our energy. It's time to cultivate a positive mind for a positive, more meaningful life. I'm so grateful you popped in. Now let's get started. Hello, beautiful people. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. I'm super stoked that you popped in for this episode, especially because it's going to be maybe a bit of a shift in perspective that maybe you're looking for. You might need to hear something like this right now. And I'm going to keep this one short and sweet, quickie style, just getting you the information that you need to hear ASAP so that you don't have to spend hours and hours and hours listening to my voice. So what I want to talk about today is something that's been really on my mind lately, really important to me, and it's commitment. If you're not exactly sure how to define commitment, or you want me to break it down a little bit further for you, commitment is a dedication that you make towards something, to someone, an activity, a person, a thing, a goal, whatever it may be. Something that you set out to do and you put your mind to it and there's no turning back from. That's my way of thinking about commitment anyways. Commitment for me is also wanting more, doing more, and actively choosing to have more based on where you want to be in your life. So sometimes we commit to things but we don't follow through with them, and there's a couple reasons why we do that. One of them is there's confusion. Is this thing that you are doing really in alignment with who you are? Is this something that you actually want to be doing? Like, are you 100% sure and clear that this is exactly the commitment for you? There's also a little something called lack of discipline. So we can commit to something and be super gung-ho about it and super excited about it and then realize afterwards, oh, maybe this isn't exactly for me, or, you know, maybe X, Y, and Z. But what's important is realizing, is it really not for you? Or is it this you just don't have enough discipline to actually set out and complete and follow through on the commitment that you made? Another one could be that you just don't want it bad enough, that you don't want that one thing bad enough to be able to commit to it every single day and to actively work towards it every single day. Because if you want something bad enough in life, you will go to the highest lengths and like the craziest amounts of trouble, like not even trouble, the craziest amount of dedication to get where you want to be. And the other one could be that you're distracted. So are you distracted by a million other things that you have going on? You know, because we have tons of different goals, tons of different things that pull us in different directions every single day. So being distracted by different things is really important to recognize, because that allows us to fall back in alignment with what we actually want and where we want to be investing our time. And really the last one that I wanted to mention here, and I've mentioned it a couple times, is that you're doing something out of alignment, or you're committing to something that's out of alignment with who you are, what you stand for, and what you want to be doing. Being committed is super important because it's the fundamental way to achieve success. It's being purposeful with how you spend your time and being purposeful with the things that you want to do and how you invest your time and towards other people. There's different ways on how you can commit to different things, and there's different ways to making sure that you always stay committed. And so the first one is habits. What kind of habits do you have every single day that lead to your overall commitment or your overall goal or your overall whatever it is you're committing to? Do your habits align with that commitment? The second one is accountability. So being accountable for your actions, being accountable for what you say you're going to do, being intentful and purposeful with your word, and really realizing how important that is. The other one is recognizing the small wins. So while you're on a journey, you know, to somewhere, doing something, you've set out an intention to commit to X, Y, and Z. Along the way, before you get to that goal or the destination that you're trying to achieve, you're going to have a bunch of small wins. And it's really important to remember and recognize the small wins for what they are and how important they are. Because celebrating the small victories is exactly what gives you the motivation and the dedication to continue on moving forward. One of the other ones that I love so much is setting goals. Do you have goals for yourself? You don't even have to write them down. You can put them in your head if you really want to. Do you have goals? Do you know where you want to be? Do you have something that you're working towards that's really important to you? Because if you do, then you're committing to that specific thing, and that's really important. One of the last ones that I want to talk about is, how bad do you want something? Do you want something so bad that you're willing to actually sacrifice for it and to put your energy there and to be committed to that actual thing to get the outcome that you want? So really what I want you to remember, if you remember one thing from this episode today, it's that when you're committing to something, it's really a promise that you're making to yourself. And when you want something so badly, the thought of not committing to it isn't an option, because you'll do anything to get to that goal or be committed in that specific area. You also want to make sure that you're committing to things that are important to you, right? Things have to be important to you for you to actually follow through and commit and see the other side of something. And so I'm going to leave you with this. Next time you are committed to something, and let's say you're falling off the commitment wagon and you're not really following through on what you're doing, and you know, you're feeling like you don't want to commit to this anymore and you're not really sure what you want to do next, think about, what brings you the feeling of not wanting to commit to it anymore? Understand the underlying reasons of why you don't want to commit to it and why you feel like it's not maybe in alignment with what you're doing or something you want to focus your attention on. Because that'll actually say a lot and help direct you into where you should be focusing your energy. So I'm going to leave you today with this thought. And this week I challenge you to live intently, to follow through on your promises, and to show up doing the committed thing that you are committed to. Show up for yourself. Dedicate yourself to what you want to do and what you truly, truly want. And I think that you're going to find this is really helpful in helping you get to your end goal, or helping you complete something or do something that you've really wanted to do. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I so look forward to you tuning in to next week's episode, or maybe even browse back and check out a couple other ones. Thank you again so much, and have a wonderful week. Thanks so much for being here today. I hope these words have brought you inspiration, insight, and a bit more happiness. Please leave a comment or a review if this episode resonates with you. I would be so grateful. Until next time, remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.